Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Joe from Bushwick, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the background, you're hearing some of the solo from the Miles Davis song All Blues from his landmark 1959 album, Kind of Blue. Except, this version isn't Miles Davis. It's from a note-for-note recreation of All Blues by the New York City jazz group called Mostly Other People Do the Killing. It's on their new record, Blue, along with reproductions of the rest of the tracks from Kind of Blue. Mappa Elliott is the bass player and band leader for Mostly Other People Do the Killing, and he joins us in our Soundcheck studio. Mappa, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you've made a record, and you've made a kind of what physicists call a thought experiment.
Yes, it is. It is definitely that. Only it is also real.
it is real, as we hear. What the big question is, why?
Well, we started dealing with the idea about 10 years ago, and it seemed like at first it was just a thought experiment, and we were thinking about directions that jazz had been taking circa 2004, given the kind of parallels people were trying to draw between jazz and classical music and challenges facing jazz education and the idea of creativity versus traditionalism, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We kind of ran with that for a while and came up with this idea of, you know, the logical extreme of that, you know, traditional way of performing jazz would be to exactly copy a jazz record. And there is no better jazz record to do that to than Kind of Blue for a lot of reasons. And so it was a thought experiment for a while. And then we kept the idea kept coming up. And I was intrigued more and more by all of the other things that it would do if it was real.
Hmm.
And
here's where you go where the physicists didn't dare to go. I mean, Schrodinger's cat. Schrodinger didn't actually like put a cat in a box and wait for it to either die or not die.
Right.
You actually went and put your thought experiment into practice, which must have taken a huge amount of work to transcribe every detail, every note of every solo.
Yeah, we started transcribing, I want to say, like the winter of 2010, so 4 years ago.
So let me play for folks the first 30 seconds of Miles Davis' solo from the opening track, So What? And then we're going to crossfade the second 30 seconds are not from Miles, but from your band, from Mostly Other People Do the Killing. This is from the opening track of both Kind of Blue and the new album, Blue. So, Mappa, did you hear the moment where we switched from the Miles Davis original to yours?
Absolutely. but if I can't tell the difference, it'd be a serious problem.
Now, you said that when you first, again, the band is Mostly Other People Do the Killing, band leader and bassist Mappa Elliott here with me on Soundcheck. Blue is a note-for-note recreation of the classic Miles Davis album, Kind of Blue. And you said that when you first finished all the transcribing and went into the studio and tried to record it, it didn't work. Why?
Well, the most interesting thing about this whole project for us is the fact that it's impossible. And so once you actually start doing it, you realize that, well, you realize it's impossible pretty quickly. But the reason it's impossible is all of the stuff that makes music great.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible because you can't sound like John Coltrane or Miles Davis, as we just heard, no matter who you are and no matter how hard you try. And, you know, we're all fairly highly educated jazz musicians who've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, it's immediately clear you're never going to be able to do that. So then the question is, how close can you get? And, you know, it turns into kind of like whack-a-mole, where every time you solve one problem, four more pop up. So we initially were going to try to independently record all of the parts and then put them together. But not having the rhythm section in the same room together doesn't work. We transcribed like click tracks to like, but you know, it's a live album. They speed up and they slow down all the time. Blah, 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 blah. So the first attempt did not work out, and then we had to re-record it all in the same room live. So what we're hearing there is the rhythm section is recorded live all at once, and then the horns were overdubbed at a later date.
Mm-hmm. So everyone's got a transcription of their part.
Right.
But that's just the notes. If you're trying to do a recreation of the album, you have to get the timbre, the inflection, all the little...
Right. That's all the stuff that's interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, the notes are the least interesting part of it. And so if you look at especially my transcriptions, but also especially the horn players, you know, the notes are there, but so are all kinds of other indications as to whether it's a little ahead of the beat and whether it's a little behind the beat, or whether, for me, in my case, you know, which notes does Paul Chambers play out of tune? Why did he play them out of tune? Like, is he shifting? Or is there some finger pattern that's happening? I tried to, like, hear where he was shifting, and kind of it became also then this really interesting, like, bodily experience, like, where you're physically experiencing playing the music as closely as you can to the way they were. It's a never-ending rabbit hole to go down.
Yeah. Now, you know, people will hear this and maybe they'll think it's a joke of some kind, you know?
That would be sad.
Well, I mean, when they see on paper
right.
that a band has done a note-for-note recreation, and then when they see that the band is called Mostly Other People Do the Killing.
Yeah, I can't really do anything about that at this point. well, it's definitely, you know, in no way a joke. If it was, you know, if it had just been a thought experiment or a joke, it wouldn't have been worth doing live. The reason
right.
it was worth actually executing was that the actual product, end product, asks a whole lot of really interesting questions about what music is, how we listen to it, especially what jazz is, why
yes.
it's important,
yes.
you know, and that's what we're interested in.
Well, now, the what jazz is a very big question, and this does raise that question in a very provocative way. But let me first ask you the other question that you just mentioned that this project raises, which is, how do we listen to music? You know, how do we, the audience, listen to you, the band, in your best effort to recreate a piece of improvised music?
Well, in this case, if you're talking about specifically listening to Blue, the thing
I
that,
am.
That okay, good. The thing that jumps out and should jump out to the listener are the differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really highlights what aspects of music are impossible to copy.
Mm-hmm.
And brings those to the fore. And those are also the things about music that are the hardest to talk about. You know, like in five words or less to describe Coltrane's tenor saxophone sound. And, you know, there's no way to talk about that. It's much too complicated. Or the Cannonball Adderley's phrasing. Or Miles Davis's breathy mute thing. And so those things are so specific that the fact that we can't recreate them brings out kind of the magic in those.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you get a glimpse into little things about us. And the way that we deviate has to do with the way we play. And so there are certain things about the way John Arabagon plays the saxophone that there are times when it sounds more like Arabagon than it sounds like Coltrane because he can't completely escape
right.
himself.
Right.
You know.
And he's also doing Cannonball Adderley's
yeah,
parts,
he
right?
Does, he does both saxophones, yes.
Wow. Yikes.
He wins prizes. We all give him a hearty handshake and a pat on the back.
Oh, man. So the listening process here might be slightly more detail-oriented. But then it gets to the question of, you know, what is jazz? Because what you're describing sounds to me a lot like the difference between the New York Philharmonic playing Mozart's 40th and the Vienna Philharmonic playing Mozart's 40th, you know, where it's the same piece. I know what's coming next, but if it's a good performance, there will be something that makes me listen to it fresh, anew, you know?
Right. And so obviously our album Blue is not jazz. As one of the, and to a lot of people, the defining characteristic of jazz is the presence of improvisation. But part of the interesting thing that it does is bring up that parallel where, okay, so this is note for note the same, but there are these subtle deviations. And if we're talking about music, historical music now, as a text, and in the classical world that text has notated properties, mm-hmm. and in the jazz world that text is an audio product, some kind
a record,
of recording,
yes.
It's still multiple interpretations of the same text. And so in a certain sense, if you want to get into interesting rhetorical worlds, our album is jazz because if you play it for someone who doesn't know the process that went into it, there's nothing there that automatically eliminates it as jazz.
Right, right.
And then you're left with that it's multiple interpretations of the same text. But it does bring up the idea of, you know, if we're going to be making jazz music, which is what we usually do. This album is kind of an anomaly for us, obviously. And I'm very invested in the idea of jazz as like a vibrant, viable mm-hmm. music. We need to think about why it's viable and important, how to make it more viable and important. And part of that gets to this issue of what is our relationship to history? You know, should we, as jazz musicians, move into this kind of curatorial role where we are jazz as museum piece, where we are preserving historical music, which this album is the logical extreme of,
mm-hmm.
and I don't personally like that, but other people may come to different decisions. Or should we focus on all of these subtleties and nuances, which are the real, you know, meat and potatoes of jazz music, and stop worrying about whether or not we're playing the chord progression correctly and what notes we're playing, and really kind of champion people's individuality more?
Well, so it really, the album really does raise a lot of almost philosophical questions about music. Mappa Elliott is with me, the bassist and band leader of the group Mostly Other People Do the Killing. Their new album, Blue, is a note-for-note recreation of the Miles Davis record Kind of Blue from 1959. And the band is playing October 15th at Shapeshifter Lab, and November 9th is the actual album release show at the Cornelia Street Cafe here in Lower Manhattan. Let's hear a little bit of Mostly Other People Do the Killing and their version of another tune from the album Kind of Blue. This one is Freddie Freeloader. Freddie Freeloader. That is another track from Miles Davis's album Kind of Blue, except you weren't hearing Miles Davis's album Kind of Blue. You were hearing the new record Blue, which comes out October 14th, from the New York band Mostly Other People Do the Killing. Where did that name come from?
We band formed in about 2003, and that name has been around the whole time. I pulled it from a quote by Leon Theremin. At an electronic music convention in New York City in the early 80s, someone asked him what life under Stalin was like. And he responded that Stalin wasn't so bad because mostly other people did all the killing, which was, you know, a dark and hilarious thing
yes.
to say. And I underlined that and was like, that's a good band name right there.
Good band name for like an indie rock or maybe a speed metal band. For a jazz group, it probably has raised more than a few eyebrows.
It has, but I like the idea of all bands, including jazz bands, having names that are somehow reflective of what they do. And, you know, the Moppa Elliott Quartet doesn't quite pack the same punch.
Moppa Elliott is the bassist and band leader for Mostly Other People Do the Killing here with us on Soundcheck. The album is called Blue, and when you guys play it live, will you try and play it as on the record?
I am fairly certain we are not going to play it live because the playing of it live is a totally different thing.
Yeah, you know, as it was for the Miles Davis band.
Right, you know, Miles, those songs do not sound the same when they play them live either.
Absolutely.
And so this project didn't really have anything to do with us attempting to perform it live. It had to do with us attempting to kind of recreate this text.
Yeah.
So, you know, those tunes may creep into the repertoire slowly but surely, but yeah, we're not going to explicitly pull out our 12-page transcriptions and get page turners up on stage with us.
All right, that's one thought experiment too many, huh?
Yes.
Well, the band, Mostly Other People Do the Killing, will be at Shapeshifter Lab on October 15th. That's a Wednesday night. And the album release show will be November 9th here in Manhattan at the Cornelia Street Cafe. The album Blue, a recreation of Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, is out on October 14th. Moppa Elliott, thanks so much for sharing it with us on Soundcheck.
Thanks so much for having me.
We want to know what you think about Soundcheck. Tell us what you think of this segment or about the podcast in general. Email us, soundcheck@wnyc.org, or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. That's soundcheck@wnyc.org or 866-939-1612.